It's that time of week where we get you caught up on everything social media. It's October, that's Halloween season, and Braxton Miller is ready. Check out this picture that he posted of his new shoes. They look like referee stripes, but when you look a little bit closer, they're skeleton bones. How clever, right? You know what would be even better is if he had some gloves with the bones to match, so maybe he'll have those coming up soon. All right, Thanksgiving doesn't come before Halloween, does it? It does in Canada. Christian Covington tweeted this out, wishing everyone up north, our Canadian neighbors, a happy Thanksgiving. They like to celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October. If you ask me, I think it's brilliant. You celebrate Thanksgiving in October, and then on Thanksgiving in November, you can hit the mall, and you're not missing time out with your family. I like how you're thinking, Canada. All right, one thing that isn't served at Canadian Thanksgiving, probably cheesesteak. Well, Will Fuller was wanting a cheesesteak a few weeks ago, and this week, it was Jalen Strong. Somebody give these guys from Philly a cheesesteak already, would you? All right, next, Vince Wilfork. How does he drink his coffee in the morning? Out of a very big mug. Check this picture out. Big Daddy has a Big Daddy mug, and if you look at the gallon behind it, it's like half the size of it. From Big Daddy to becoming a daddy, Tom Savage is about to have his first baby, well, his wife is anyway, in about 15 weeks. And timing is everything for quarterbacks, isn't it? Hey, Tom and Katie, if you need some clothes for the new baby, Charles James has you covered. He unveiled his new sock and hat collection last week, Deuce Designs. Six hats, six matching socks. Now, Charles James isn't the only one that can have happy socks. Everybody can have happy socks. All right, you know what I'm happy about? It's time for the Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Students at Griffin Elementary School in Katy nominated their PE teacher as an outstanding teacher, and Brian Peters showed up with a personalized game ball. Congrats, coach. You know, there are a lot of hardworking teachers out there. If we could give all of you game balls, we would. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.